Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 3, Week 4, The Mystery of God, Christ. Monday, Related Verses. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. That their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, and to the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ. Colossians chapter 4, verse 3. Praying at the same time for us also, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, because of which also I am bound. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 26. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, that is, the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept in silence in the times of the ages, but has now been manifested and through the prophetic writings, according to the command of the eternal God, has been made known to all the Gentiles for the obedience of faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. For who among men knows the things of man, except the spirit of man which is in him? In the same way, the things of God also no one has known except the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. Colossians chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Related reading. The center of God's truth is Christ. God's center is Christ, the mystery of God, Christ. A mystery is something hidden in God's heart. God never told anyone why he created all things and why he created man. Hence, it was a mystery. Later, he revealed this mystery to Paul and charged him to speak it out. This mystery is Christ. My intention is to speak about the five great mysteries. The heavens and the earth are the first great mystery, which is also according to the sequence of the Bible. The first two items listed in the record of God's creation are first the heavens and second the earth. How mysterious are the heavens and the earth? The universe is too mysterious. Its vastness is a mystery. The second great mystery in the Bible is man. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1 says, Jehovah, who stretches forth the heavens and lays the foundations of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. Man is as great as the heavens and the earth because this verse, after referring to the heavens and the earth, immediately mentions man. Every one of us is important. We are all very great persons. Man's greatness is not like the greatness of the universe that lies in its vastness. Man is great in that there is a mystery in him, a mystery which is of three layers. The first layer is the mystery of the body, man's outward part. The second layer is the mystery of the soul, man's inward part. And the third layer is the mystery of the spirit, man's innermost part. The third great mystery in the Bible is God. God is too mysterious. The fourth great mystery is Christ, and the fifth is the church. The universe, man, God, Christ, and the church are the five great mysteries shown to us in the Bible. We are humans standing on the earth with the heaven above us. We have God, we are Christians, and we are in the church. We have a share in heaven and earth and humanity, in God, in Christ, and in the church. I have been a Christian for more than half a century and have also read and worn out several Bibles. I feel, however, that I still do not know these five great mysteries in an adequate way. The Bible is a book of mysteries that records, in particular, the Christian mysteries. These five great mysteries, which are universal facts, require a book of explanation. The universe is a story of mystery, and the Bible is its explanation. We have the universe and the Bible. What is the story of heaven and earth? What is the story of man? What is the story of Christ? And what is the story of the church? All these matters are clearly spoken of in the Bible. The five great mysteries in the Bible are first, the mystery of the universe, which is God. Second, the mystery of man, which is also God. Third, the mystery of God, which is Christ. Fourth, the mystery of Christ, which is the church. And fifth, the mystery of the church, which is the organism of Christ as the overflow and enlargement of Christ, the house of God, the golden lampstand, the bride, and the New Jerusalem. This is the ultimate mystery in the universe. Today, God is moving on in every place throughout the whole earth. Every local church is a mystery as the organism of Christ, the enlargement and overflow of Christ, the house of God, the golden lampstand, and the bride. Finally, in eternity, we will all become the ultimate expression of God, the New Jerusalem. Then God will achieve his ultimate goal in the universe.